Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Welcome to Ujiria. This is Lee Cantor. Today, we are without our fearless leader, Brad and Sam. It's just me and Kevin running the show. How do you think we're going to do, Kevin?
Oh, we're going to do great, Lee. Yeah, Sam and Brad had something come up in Atlanta and couldn't be on today, so it's going to be a little bit different in that we're just going to fly solo here in Dallas, and we'll be fine. Right, Lee?
I think so. So why don't you guys get going over there in Dallas and tell us who you got, and have a great show.
All right. Yeah, joining me today, I have with me Beverly Joseph, who is the community director at Meadowstone Place, and Maggie Myers, who is the activity director at Meadowstone Place. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Beverly, let's start with you. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background, kind of tell us where you're from, where you went to school, and how you got to Meadowstone.
I actually grew up in the Duncanville area, south of Dallas. And then ended up at Cedar Creek Lake area for about 20 years. I owned businesses there, very involved in marketing and sales. And then looking to come back to Dallas after my kids were grown. And I wanted to do something that made a difference, more into relationships. And I had a friend suggest, have you ever thought about marketing senior care? And I had not, but I got the opportunity and got hired by Spectrum Properties, and I started out in marketing and leasing at Meadowstone Place and fell in love with it. It got into my heart and always will be there. For a while, I did go do marketing for healthcare, rehabs, and assisted living, but when I got the opportunity to come back to straight independent living at Meadowstone, I came back, and I like being there with them and providing the services for them to enjoy this state of their life.
All right. And what about you, Maggie?
I'm originally from Lansing, Michigan, and that's where I grew up and moved to Texas. In 1982, when my husband went to work for General Dynamics, and have been here ever since, and I worked for Minyard Food Stores for 24 years and 11 months, and then they sold, and so I went to work. I got a call from a friend about there being an opening at Meadowstone as an activities director. And I had helped where I lived before as the assistant activities director. So I applied for the position, and I got it. And I've been there almost 2 years. I love the people, and I think they love me. When we do a lot of fun things together, and so I've enjoyed working there and hope I continue to.
All right. Beverly, why don't you tell us a little bit about Meadowstone Place, what kind of community it is, and what kind of makes it unique.
Meadowstone is an independent retirement community. We are located in the Preston Hollow area of Dallas. A lot of our residents come from Preston Hollow, Lake Highlands, University Park, and Highland Park area. Our philosophy is that we are built around choices and options to empower every resident to enjoy the life they deserve. Some of our options that they can choose are meal service, beauty shop, housekeeping. We have a guest suite for visiting family and friends. And what's nice about us is you choose when you want to use these services for your convenience and budget. And we also have a home health office on site. So if those needs ever arise, you don't have to automatically move. You can stay there and be independent. And that's what our philosophy is to be there and age in place and not have to make a big move. Some of our amenities, and I think one of the things that makes us really different is the size of our apartment. Mm-hmm. Our smallest apartment is 833 square feet, and we go up to 1,666 square feet.
Wow.
And I'll describe one of the apartments that we have, and it's one of our most popular. It's what we call our Plan H, and it is 1,534 square feet. It is a two-bedroom den, but you actually can use the den as a bedroom. Also, it has a closet and doors that close, so you can use it as another bedroom if you choose to. It has a separate living and formal dining room, a large kitchen with a butler's pantry, and an eating nook. It also has a patio and a front patio. Walk-in closets. There is four walk-in closets in that unit. And also in one of the guest rooms, there is a set of closets that go all the way across. What makes this nice, this unit, is we have a lot of our clientele that come from large homes. Mm-hmm. So this way, they don't have to scale down a lot or very little, so they're able to keep a lot of their personal items. Whereas a lot of communities are very small, and so they really have to dispose of a lot of the important things that are precious to them. Our kitchens are all fully supplied with appliances, such as the microwaves, garbage disposal, self-cleaning ranges, large frost-free refrigerators, dishwashers, and we also provide the washer and dryers in all of our apartments. So when you move in, you don't have to worry about any appliance package at all. We provide it. We have a scheduled transportation 5 times a week. And what's nice about our scheduled transportation is that we go to Presbyterian Hospital Area, Medical City, Baylor, Dallas. And we have like 4 grocery runs a week besides going to Walmart and Super Target. And we do personal errand day. We do 2 to 3 times a month, go to North Park Mall. So it is a very diverse schedule, and it is included in your rent. That's not something you pay separate for. Our wellness programs, I'm very proud of the wellness programs that we offer. They're 5 days a week, 2 exercise classes in the morning, and also we have a fitness room, too, with the indoor spa. And some of the wellness that we do is Tai Chi, yoga, chair aerobics, and cardio aerobics. And it's very heavily attended class. And we have 2 swimming pools on the property, putting greens, gazebos. So you can come there and you just enjoy life. You leave the maintenance to us, and we'll take care of everything else. And I think we have a great staff, very proud of the staff we have at Meadowstone. They're very customer service. Everything's taken care of. And they keep Maggie extremely busy.
Well, that's a great segue.
Yes, they do.
That's a great segue to what you do, Maggie. Mm-hmm. As the activity director, why don't you tell us what your responsibilities are and how you enrich the lives of the seniors that live in the community?
Okay. Well, our seniors love their activities, and I try to provide different things for them every month. And we have regular people that come and do either a presentation once a month or a class. They come either once a month or they come every week. We do have an art class that comes every week on Mondays. And she's excellent, helps people learn how to do art. And then we have a craft class that comes once a month. And we have craft class with Stephanie, and this month we're going to be making wind chimes. So we do something different every month than that. Then we have a wine tasting party that we have every month that we bring, the wine tasting lady brings in different types of wines, and we have cheeses and different things to go with it, and that seems to be a real big hit. Okay, we have a sewing circle that meets every week at on Friday. And what they do is provide, they make different things for the hospitals, blankets for the new babies. They make toys for like teddy bears and rabbits for children that have a trauma situation. And I think one of the coolest things is that they make the liners for the helmets for the men that are going to be deployed overseas, and they give them to them as a low as they're getting on the plane.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it because I'd be crying so hard. I mean, it's just such an emotional time, you know, they're going off, but everybody gets a helmet liner, and those guys seem to really appreciate that. So they do a lot of good works, and we're having a white elephant sale next week for them to raise some more money. We try to supply all the money for all their things that they're going to buy, like the yarns and the material and stuff they need for the blankets. So we have benefits every 3 months or so, and everybody loves those too. Everybody loves mm-hmm. to come and see. I told them they had to donate all their junk and then come back and buy all back. So when we have the sale.
Now, is that sale open to the public, or is it just a community?
Yeah, it can be. Mm-hmm. We don't advertise real big, but we'll tell the residents to tell their friends or tell their family. Last mm-hmm. time we had a craft fair, and we had a really good turnout. Mm-hmm. It was around Christmas. It was in November. And that way, we had a lot of Christmas crafts and things like that, mm-hmm. and we raised over $600. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so we did really good on that. So we were real proud of that. And so we're hoping to do real good on the white elephants, on the white elephant sale. We also have a jewelry class every month, okay, and a lady comes to help you make necklaces, bracelets, earrings. She supplies all the beads. Any of our classes that we have, Metal Stones Activity Department supplies all the needs for it. You don't bring any money. You don't have to pay for anything. Everything mm-hmm. is supplied. All the paints are supplied for the art class. All the craft supplies are done for the wind chimes we're going to make. So that's a real nice. So you don't have mm-hmm. to worry about how much does this cost, how much does that cost. And you can come to everything. I have a sign-up book that's in our library. We have a really nice library. And in the library, I put a book in there, a folder, that you can sign up for these things. Mm-hmm. So that way you'll kind of know what you're going to be coming to and what you like to do. It's all volunteer, all your choice. And they sign up. So I make sure that I have either enough food if we're having some kind of social event, or I have enough supplies for a craft. We have a hearing doctor that comes once a month. We have a podiatrist that comes every 2 months. Comes to the Metal Stone. We have a gentleman, a Deacon Tim, that comes every other Tuesday to give communion to the residents, and they seem to really like that. And we've been having some outings. We've been going out for some things, and we're going to the racetrack this month, Long Star Racetrack, and I'm already overbooked. So I've got 3 people on the waiting list for that. We have a bus that we drive, like a Beverly was saying, mm-hmm. and on the weekends I can use the bus for different things. So, and last weekend we went to the spring concert at Preston Hollow, and people seemed to really like that. The bus was full. So they like to get out and do things. And then every Wednesday we have a social hour. And last week we had tacos, beans and rice, chips and dips, and of course all this is paid for through activities. Mm-hmm. Next week we're having loaded baked potatoes, and we're having broccoli salad, and then we're having brownies. Mm-hmm. So, and every week it's different foods, and we have a big turnout for that. Between 50, 60 people come.
That's great.
For that.
Yeah, it sounds like you have some good variety there. A little something for everybody, and
lots of variety.
That's important. And you know, we talked last week about the importance of the social aspect. Mm-hmm. And it's great that you do so much to enrich that portion of the seniors' lives. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit earlier before we went on the air mm-hmm. about some community events that you have going on soon.
Yes.
Why don't you, Beverly, go over what those are so that people can come out if they would like and hear what you have to offer there.
On April the 7th, this Thursday at 6, Cheryl Akers, who's an RN and a geriatric case manager, it's going to be doing a presentation for us, and it's called Are You Ready for a Change? And this is a great program. I've heard her make this presentation before. And what she's going to go over is how to transition to a community, independent living, how to talk to your children about this, but also the programs for families, too, how to have the conversation with your loved one. And because we know that's difficult for children to bring the conversation up, but it's also difficult for seniors to have the conversation. And then she's going to go into like legalities, power of attorneys, medical advance directives, things that need to be in play now so decisions can be made at the appropriate time. And then the socialization aspect of living into a community, because we all know that our social world decreases as we age. Our friends may move off or have health issues, and sometimes we become self-isolating. So Cheryl's going to go through a lot of those topics, and it's a great program. April the 9th, and that's on a Saturday. We do a lot of Saturday entertainment. Love to have you come and hear Paul Anderson, who's a musical entertainer. And then the next Saturday, April 16th, will be a singer, Spud Curtis. And then April 18th, we're having the art defensive driving classes. And so they're, you know, just call the community, we'll sign you up, and that's a great convenience for you, and you get a discount on your insurance. And then April 26th is Joseph Sullinger, who's a classic guitarist, and he's very good also. So love to have everybody come. And I wanted to add, we have a really good men's club at Meadowstone, and they go out to eat. This month they're going to go to the 6-4 Museum, downtown Dallas. And we also do restaurant outings. Maggie takes them out a couple times a month to go to restaurants. And
Red Hot and Blue, the last place.
Red Hot and Blue, the guys went last month and had a good time. So you won't get bored there. We can guarantee that.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
We also have two outings for lunches for anyone that like to come. And one's called Silver Spoons, where it's a little bit upper class, mm-hmm. a little bit more money, really, okay? And then one's Lunch Bunch, where we go to, like, Cheddar's or Chili's or
okay.
places like that, mm-hmm. Olive Garden. And I put that on the schedule where we're going to go every month, mm-hmm. too, so they have an outing there. And we're going to start having a outing during the week for dinner outings at mm-hmm. night, because these are for lunch, but we're going to start having a yeah. dinner outing, because some people have shown an interest in that.
Good. Beverly, you mentioned some of the wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Items that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of go into some detail so people have an idea of what, even though you're not in assisted living,
mm-hmm.
what they can still get if they were to move into an independent living, specifically Meadowstone Place, from a wellness standpoint?
Besides our exercise programs to keep you moving and your mobility, because they're all based on, you know, maybe arthritic conditions and so forth, we also have, we offer once a week blood pressure checks, because that's very important, you know, for that regulation for our seniors. We also offer a lot of nutritional educational programs. We have a nurse that comes in once a week through the home health company, and she brings different topics that they like to talk about. You know, she's made presentations for osteoporosis and how to control that and advice for that. Arthritis, signs of stroke, the importance of walking. And so we try to do a lot of that educational. Cheryl Akers actually does a presentation for us each month, and she has done things like how to talk to your doctor, the importance of watching what you eat, the importance of moving, the importance of being safe in your apartment. You know, watch things like throw rugs.
Mm-hmm.
The safe way to get in and out of a tub, and about thinking about doing what you're fixing to do before you do it. So those are things that we feel is important for wellness, to be independent, because that is our goal is for you to enjoy this life
yeah.
and not have to be short-term independent and then all of a sudden go to nursing care, because there's a lot of things and services you can do in an independent community without having to go to that next step.
Yeah. Cheryl is really good and really knowledgeable,
mm-hmm.
and the residents really like her.
Mm-hmm.
She's real patient when
mm-hmm.
people have questions, and even if there are questions that are, you know, somewhat confusing or anything,
mm-hmm.
she'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So she's really into the
And
residents.
She does Medicare presentations for us, updating the information to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
She does this for us also, so that they know what might be coming to play when enrollment comes up and the changes for each year, and then she comes back and explains the changes.
Yeah. And Cheryl is a previous guest on Nugeria. So if our listeners would like to hear some more of what Cheryl has to offer, you can go to eugeriaradio.com for her, and you can hear her segment that she did a few months back, and I definitely recommend doing that. Beverly, if you had a piece of advice for a senior or caregiver or families, what would that piece of advice be?
My piece of advice is what I like about independent living is it allows you to remain in control. I think where families and seniors get really concerned is if they all of a sudden have to go to nursing level, they lose control. I would say, you know, go ahead at this stage in your life. You know, the upkeep of that home at some point is going to become too much to handle, not only physically, but just the emotional part of scheduling maintenance, overseeing the upkeep, and the financial implications. Actually, if you would sit down and you look at what you're spending, you know, maybe that house is paid for, but if you're spending maintenance, lawn care, you're spending somebody to come in and paint, your property taxes, your insurance, if you really figure it out and then look at what you're, you know, spending on your rent, you're really going to come out better going ahead and moving. And why not move now and get into an independent community so you can enjoy your life? You're not worrying about the house. If you can either fix your meal yourself, or if you want to say, you know, today I want to go eat lunch, come down and eat lunch. You're only going to pay for what you've used. Let us take care of all the maintenance. If something, you know, you have a need in your apartment, I have a crew of three maintenance staff at our property. We're going to get it done. And so let us take care of that and move while you're still able to be independent, because then you have more longevity. You know, as you've heard about the activities and the wellness programs, it's best to move now while you're independent and enjoy your life. We have some residents that have moved in, and it's convenient because they're traveling a lot. They're not having to worry about that house. They come home, we're their base. So, you know, I have one lady in particular that's gone at least a couple of weeks out of the month seeing families and friends and travel. Because we're fenced and gated, she can turn that key and leave. And then when she comes home, everything's okay. She didn't have to worry about that house and that yard at all. So I think now it gives them a sense of belonging to a neighborhood, and they have the ability to make new friends, and also a nice place to invite their current friends.
Right. And I've been to, was your open house in that Planet H apartment?
Yes.
I've been in that, and that's a beautiful apartment, and I would not hesitate to bring guests there. If our listeners would like to contact you, what would the best way to get
in? The best way is to call our office. Our number is 214-987-0943. We'd love to call Valerie and Mary Ann and come and tour with us. We'd love to treat you to lunch and come see what we're about. And I think you'll really see where this nice little unique community in the setting of trees. We're not on a heavy congested freeway, and so that makes it nice too. We have residents that get out every day and walk together in the neighborhood.
And they have their own private
entrance. They have their own private entrance, and we allow pets, and we have quite a few pets there, and we're very pet-friendly.
All right. Well, that's all for today. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us and for our listeners for tuning in. You can listen to a recording of today's broadcast at eugeriaradio.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for Eugeria. And in closing, I just would like to say, as always, if our youth are our greatest national resource, it goes without saying that our seniors are our greatest national treasure. And with that, Lee, I will send it back to you.
All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Eugeria, and we will see you all next week.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.